The Morning Hog, 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station for 25 years. For the last few minutes, it's been Riggs and Guy Brew Review, and it's still going on because Josh Messar Parada is right there. Yes. Welcome back, my buddy. All right, we got more beers to try, and we're in the midst of a 12-pack sampler. There are four flavors. We've tried two of these Hot Valleys. What's next?
So, like you said, we're on the back side of this variety pack. They're Cryo Hop Stash Pack.
Okay.
Next up is Cryo Stash Panda.
Hop Stash Panda.
Stash Panda. Okay, why the panda?
Okay. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Have you heard of a trash panda?
Yes, raccoon.
Yeah.
So apparently a trash panda had gotten into their hop stash at some point.
Oh. And really? See, these beers are birthed from the strangest stories.
See, now I get it. Stash panda, trash panda. Yeah, I get it. Mm. So now this is another beer-flavored beer.
Oh, man.
So this is a hazy IPA.
Okay.
Yep. 6.5%.
Yeah. This has got the hazy IPA down pat.
I'm really digging this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's hazy.
But again, I would not know this. What did you say, 6.5?
Yep.
Doesn't have that blast at the back end. I like it.
No, but it does have a nice hop bitterness at the end.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's not like a palate wreck or anything like that, but it does have a nice bitterness.
And cryo hops, for those who don't know, I mean, it's like, imagine when you go to the store and you buy like bulk meat and you got to freeze some because you can't make it all at once. It's the same kind of thing, right? It's freezing the hops. And then they're popping them in there and getting all the good stuff out of them.
You just hang them outside, the meat.
I do. You know, yeah, but I know if that was that's illegal in Florida.
That's how you get trash pandas. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. And flies. Exactly. Lots of flies. Man, that's really good. And I told you I had looked at this 12, and I didn't want to buy it yet because I wanted to try them yet. I'm three for three right now. We're about to try the fourth.
I figured this would be right up your alley. Especially in an IPA.
It is. Sampler. Dear Riggs, enjoy this. What's next?
So this is going to be Cryo Stash Imperial IPA.
Oh, I like the word Imperial. You know what that means? It's higher than 8% ABV.
Oh, so this bad boy, 8.7.
Whoa!
Oh, 8.7%? Doesn't smell it.
I just noticed that I was doing the proper pour in my pours, but not for you guys.
Go ahead, Jesse, take a shot of that.
That's professional. Josh knows what he's doing.
Remember right at the beginning when I gave you some junk about it?
Yeah. I think at this point it's just spiked.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. We don't want to expose that.
Yeah, that one definitely has a kick to it. Not a heat kick. Oh, wow. You can tell there's alcohol up in your face.
Yeah. That's not shying away from it. Not in a bad way, but it's letting you know that it's an Imperial.
Oh, man.
This is what I would call an aggressive beer. If you're just starting off drinking, do not go to this one right off the bat.
But it finishes with a really nice malt backbone.
It does.
So it kind of clears that out a little bit. That makes sense.
Would it be fair to call this the Karen of IPAs?
I'm not sure if I see the association.
In that it's aggressive and it wants to speak to a manager, the manager of your taste buds, because it's good, right?
Okay. All right.
Cheers, Karen. Four beers all from the same place, but all with a different nuance and not real subtle. And they're all right there. And then you got another Blue Moon on there.
So I made a little bit of a mistake today as far as the way we're
That was another one right there.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
So we're going to finish off with something a little bit lighter.
Okay.
And this is Blue Moon's Mango Wheat. Like you said, they do their wheat beers really, really well. That's what they're known for.
Yeah, okay. That's like what their flagship is a wheat beer.
Right. Clocks in at 5.4%.
No, we tried the Hot Valley Mango Stash.
Now he's doing it to just me.
This is our second a toe dip into the mango pool. I wonder how different this will be. Let's see. Because mango wheat versus the mango IPA. So
okay, I'm getting a weird hop right on the beginning of that.
Oh, wow.
I think you're getting the mango.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a mango on the front.
No, actually, that's foam.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's all right. That was your finger.
Nice.
So, no, if you guys are listening and want to find out exactly what I'm talking about, go to a 957thehog.com after this, and you'll be able to see exactly what Josh has done to my beer.
Oh, my gosh. This may be my favorite Blue Moon.
It's good. The mango has done really, really well.
Wow.
It's very, very mango forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
But very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Now, would you put a mango slice in this instead of an orange?
Sorry,
normally they put orange slices in their beer.
I don't think I've seen anyone do that, but I'm not going to judge.
I've done it.
Like, what? Dip a mango in there as soon as it's done, eat it?
Go for it.
Oh, I think
you got a mango?
No. Now, that beer is available how? By itself, or is that in a...
So six-pack cans. These used to be in bottles as well. You can find these a little bit more often. It's a longer kind of limited release, if you will.
Okay.
But the Honey Days is a seasonal, so grab it while you see it.
Okay.
The Cryo Hop Stash Pack is available full time.
Right.
But it is a new product. So
yes,
you can find them at your Publix's, Total Wines, ABC's.
Yeah.
Fantastic product. Definitely a very cool brewery. As
well. Or if you don't want to drive around, you want to find exactly where to get all these beers we've been tasting, srprod.com/beer finder.
Yes. And I am told that the Publix New Smyrna will be sold out of those by the time I get there. So go away. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.